Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Booker T and the MGs bringing us back. That's Green Onions. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and that's my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. We're having a great visit with our good friend Rich Galen. Rich is the publisher of Mullings.com, the thrice-weekly cyber column that I've encouraged you to subscribe to now for a long, long time. And as I've said, Rich is of the Republican persuasion. If you're a Republican, you're going to want to know what he thinks. If you're a Democrat, you're going to want to know what he's up to. Rich, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about the scandals. I want to get Rich's perspective on these. I consider Rich to be as Republicans go, he's pretty darn fair and balanced. And so, Rich, the IRS. We just talked about Benghazi. Yep. Now we've got the IRS thing that has popped up. We've got okay. The IRS who apparently have actually apologized, so it must be the truth. They were targeting conservative groups, Tea Party, Patriot, etc., targeting those groups and slow walking, if not intimidating those groups with regard to getting a tax exempt status. Right?
Yes, exactly right. It was a group out of Cincinnati where they do those sorts of investigations. That
the office there for the IRS is in Cincinnati for those groups.
Right, and so that requires you to believe that a bunch of people who have been exiled to Cincinnati. I love Cincinnati, but if you're in a government office, you Cincinnati cannot be the place that you aspire to
right.
be for the rest of your career.
Right,
that a bunch of rogue investigators and IRS employees in Cincinnati, Ohio, took this upon themselves to construct a process whereby they would stop conservative groups from getting or even being considered mm-hmm. for tax exempt status, but that, mm-hmm. but you could say, well, but that wasn't. That's really not the worst of it. The worst of it is as you said, intimidation. They went back and they were asking these groups for the names of their donors, which
right.
they have no right to.
Right.
They were asking. They wanted every speech that anybody ever gave. They wanted They wanted book reading lists. I mean, it was just unbelievable. When you talk about intimidation, there's nothing more other than a cop
right.
actually at your door. There is no more intimidating organization on the planet
that's right.
than the IRS.
So think about the intimidation, the chilling effect of that, and apparently the groups said that it did affect their ability to raise funds.
Well, sure, of course, because you know if they went back to their donors, said, wait, I'm not going to get involved. I don't need the IRS breathing down my back. It's
right.
like driving on the interstate. You know, if the speed limit's 65 and you're doing 67 and there's a state trooper behind you, you start to sweat. You're not doing
That's
anything
right.
wrong, but who needs it?
That's right. Well, and we've also got people coming out of the woodwork saying that they've been targeted by the IRS. They've been audited by the IRS. Wealthy donors to Romney's campaign,
yeah.
et cetera, et cetera. And, I mean, this is, Rich, let's just say it out loud. This is Chicago-style politics, isn't it?
Yeah, and the problem for the Obama administration is that everybody hates the IRS.
Yeah.
I mean, this isn't, you know, this is the one agency when, again, people may not want to say it out loud because they don't want it to turn on them, but nobody likes them. I tweeted the other, somebody said that a couple of these groups have filed suit against the IRS. And I tweeted back, has there ever been a class action suit that included 315 million people?
Right. Well, I will tell you, I think it should be said, though, I have to say this. I've dealt with the IRS over the decades, and the individuals I've dealt with, the regular folks out here, you know, working a job like you and me, those people are pretty darn good folks. I mean, they're good people. I've never been dealt with any way but professionally from those guys. But when it gets to the upper levels, into the political realm, that's when things change.
Well, and you have this one, the head of the IRS. I just read this last night. Under Bush, the head of the IRS went to the White House, I think, twice in 4 years. This
right.
guy went to the Obama White House 118
right.
times in 2 years.
Yeah.
And when they asked him about it, he said, well, reject the premise. I don't know that it was 118 times. And nobody said, okay, let's pretend it was only 60 times. Well,
right.
Let's pretend it was three times. Pick any three.
Well, let's remember this, is if small business owners needed another thing to be cautious about to make them not want to take risks, who's going to be managing Obamacare, enforcing Obamacare, and that's the IRS.
Because the IRS, they want to hire another, tens of thousands of
You can't
of
make this up, can you?
Yeah, that's right. And I mean, I think that may be the biggest problem for Obamacare is this whole IRS thing.
Well, what the IRS scandal will do, it will embolden and give the Republicans or anybody who's against Obamacare, which is virtually all small business owners, it'll give them some credibility, some critical mass, a reason to argue about holding this thing up.
Yeah, and the reason they chose the IRS is because they had the infrastructure to peer into everybody's books anyway.
Right.
So they didn't have to start a whole new system.
Well, and don't forget, like John really Roberts, your Chief Justice John Roberts, changed the wording of the law and called it a tax. So who collects tax?
Right.
The IRS.
He did do that.
So, when you hear about, I've heard of other things. Have you heard, the story about the Gibson Guitar Company? They were targeted for no reason by a number of different organizations. There are lots of people coming out of the woodwork.
That's okay. As long as they leave the Martin Guitar Company alone.
Exactly. Well, actually, the Gibson Guitar Company is owned by conservatives. The Martin Guitar Company is apparently owned by liberals
in Pennsylvania.
That's exactly right. So, okay, folks, when we come back, I'm going to ask Rich: Is it working that the president and his attorney general seem to be getting all their information from the news the next morning in the newspapers? And we'll talk about that and the media issue, the AP, and the Fox issue, which are basically assaults on the First Amendment. Rich Galen and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.